All right, top of the page, Ches Amad Aleph. Says the Mishnah, Hareni Nazir Kiseir Roshi. We saw this already, this conversation, last stuff. Hareni Nazir Kiseir Roshi Ka'afra Aretz Kucholayam. Hareze Nazir Olam Umagaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. So the person says, I'm a Nazir like the amount of hairs on my head, or like the dust of the ground, or like the sand of the sea. That person becomes a Nazir Olam. And what does it mean, Nazir Olam? It means that they are a continual Nazir, right? All the time, every 30 days, they go through the process of cutting their hair and bringing a korban, etc., etc. So Rebbe Omer, Ein Zeh Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. No, that person who says, Kaseya Roshi, Ka'afra Aretz, etc., that person is not a person who's Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom. Okay, so Ein Zeh Megaleach Achas L'Shoshim Yom, who's the person who's going to be Megaleach every 30 days? Ha'omer Hari Alai Niziros. Right, not Niziros, but Niziros. Many, I mean, I'm accepting, basically you say it explicitly, right? That I am accepting upon myself many cycles of Niziros. Kaseya Roshi, Ka'afra Aretz, Kecholayam. So the point being that the Tanakhama holds that a person just doesn't have to say the word Niziros, right? But just that I'm a Nazir like these things. So that's the person's gonna re up every 30 days. It happens automatically, but they can at least get a haircut every 30 days. Rebbe says no, that's only true if you say Niziros, right? That's many of them, and presumably according to Rebbe, the case in the first case is just a Nazir forever. Right, and they're never going to get it. They're never going to get a haircut, etc. Fine. Next case. Take a look at the Mefarish, the last wide line on the top. Rabbi Omer Ein Zeh Megaleach Achas L'Shloshim Havahay DeKa'amar Kisear Roshi Chad Neziros Aricha Kibel Alav Kishir Sear Rosho. Basically, it's the many hairs head, so he'll be a Nazir forever, but he never gets it. He never allowed to cut his hair. It could be this person, this Nazir Olam, is allowed to, like we saw before, like to do a little bit of like thinning out his hair,
right,
or something.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Fine. Hareni Nazir Melo Habayis O Melo Akupa. So if a person says, I'm a Nazir like the filling of the house or the filling of a box. So we both can, so we have, you actually ask him, Im Amar Achas Gedoyle Nazarti. So if he says, I just meant to say it's a big Nazirus, right? And I've just been taking one big Nazirus. And then Nazir Lam Yom, that's a regular Nazirus. You're just describing how big Nazirus is or something. V'im Amar Stam Nazarti. He says, no, I just did it Stam. I didn't have anything specifically in mind. So Roin Etzakuba Ki'ilu Himalaya Chardal. We say that the box is filled with mustard seeds. V'Nazir Koyamav. And then he's a Nazir forever. Meaning, he said, I don't know, I didn't specify what I'm filling it with. Right? So we assume he's filling it with something very small, in which case it's a gazillion of them.
Right.
And now he's a Nazir Koyamav. Nazir Koyamav. I'm just saying the only question is, does that mean that he's one long Naziris, or again he's Nazir Koyom of the third?
No, it says it's
days.
Like the first case, the same as the hair in his head, that it's a
perpetually repeating. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay, Hareni Nazir Mikan Va'ad Makom Ploni. We saw this before also, right? Person says, I'm a Nazir from here until I reach the following place. So, Omdim Kami Yom Mikan Vyaka and Malcolm Ploni. Well, how long, it depends how long it takes to walk that place. Im Pachos Milam Yom, Nazlam Yom. So, if it takes less than 30 days, so the minimum is 30 days, so it's a 30 day Naziris. V'im Lav, Nazir Kibin Nayamim. And if it's more than that, so it's however many days it is, 45 days, 60 days, 80 days, however long it takes to walk to that place. Harini Nazir Kiminyan Yemos Hachama. Person says, I'm a Nazir, the number of days of the solar year, Mona Niziris came in Yemos Hachama, so he's 365 days, whatever. Amr Rabbi Huda, Maisa Haya Kevan Shehishlin Mace. So Rabbi Huda says, there was a Maisa like that, and the guy finished, when he finished the Niziris, he died. So what's the point being? Because what we're saying here is, Kiminyan Hayamim,
It's a number of, it's like 365 terms.
Terms, exactly. Right. It's not days, because 1 year he wouldn't die. Right? And we're going to see the Gemara talk about this. We're going to talk about this further. But the point being, he's saying, yeah, a guy's accepted that many terms of Nazir. So, you know, he finished it and died, but even that would be, a lot of people probably die before it would even happen.
Right.
Fine. Okay. So says the Gemara. Ron is a kupak ilumalea hard of Venezuela Koyama. Vamai, what do you mean? Velichzeki ilumalea kishu in Uduluin, with the Havala Takanta. I mean, why do you have to choose the Hummer side? Why do you have to make it that's filled with mustard seed? Make it like it's filled with other things, you know, gourds, etc. And by the way, lavdafa gourds, it could be filled with watermelons, it could be served with big things, right? And then he'd have it out, right? Why don't we help him out? Why do we have to make it difficult for him? So Amr Chizkiya, b'machlokes shenuya, this is a machlokes. What's the machlokas? Rabbi Shimon. This is the opinion of Rabbi Shimon. The Amar, the machnis is atzmon davarish sveiko chamor mivada. A person puts himself in a situation where he doesn't know what's the outcome is going to be, and he's accepting something upon himself, and he goes into it knowing it's a safik. He assumes it's going to be the chamor side. Okay, how do I know? Desanya hareni nazir amanashi hey bichrize meyakur. If I say I'm going to be a nazir, if there's enough in the pile of grain or whatever, 100 kor, v'halach u'matzo, and presumably he didn't know how many was there, v'halach u'matzo shenignav, o she'ava, and he finds out that it's actually gone, it was stolen or got lost, but the bottom line is, you said there's 100 kor in there, and now you don't know how much was in there, because it's gone. Rabbi Shimon, oser, she'savik nazir es l'hachmir, Rabbi Shimon says, you have to be machmir. Right, because you didn't know, right? But you knew you might be a nazir. You know that you might become a nazir. So Rav Shimon says you become a nazir. Why? Because suffik nevit nazir zahachmir. Maybe Yehuda matir should suffik nazir zahakel. Yehuda says no. We're make about because we assume suffik nazirus lahakel. So what do you see? That Rav Shimon is of the opinion that in a situation where you have a suffik nazirus, you made a kabbalah on yourself, and we don't know exactly what you meant. So we assume that you knew that misuffik, you might end up having to be machmir. Fine. Okay, so our Mishnah that takes this more stringent approach and says we assume it's mustard seeds in there, which are very teeny tiny. So that's like the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochan Amar Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yochan says no, this has nothing to be machlokas. Even Rabbi Yehuda in that machlokas, right, who's matir in the case where you don't know with the piles of sheaves got stolen, you don't know what was in there, and he says in that case you can be make go. So even he, Afilu Tem Rabbi Yehuda, Hasam lo nachas lein nazirus. There, it's suffik whether he became a nazir in the first place, right? The suffik is, I'll become a nazir if, right? So here, there, in that case, he's makeup because he wasn't a nazir yet. He's not sure if he's becoming a nazir. Hacha nachas lein nazirus. Here, the guy is accepting nazirus. No shayla. But ma'ale sluke minei, amailo, meaning the guy. The point being, he's already accepted Nazirus. So now you're gonna make on him. He already accepted it. So here he's already in. So maybe even Rabbi Huda would agree. So don't tell me it's only Rishon. Maybe both Rishon and Rabbi Huda would agree. Okay, fine. So Gemara says no, but still the Gemara says, but I don't understand. You could still, that's true. He did accept Nazirus on himself, but it's still reasonable to argue that you could have looked to make things easy for him, right? Look at the mafarish in the bottom there. It is a malo lislake name by the lechaz akilim milaya kishuin velechi mashlam le nazirus kemining kishuin shecholni kanis besoch hakupa. So he's going to fill up, he's going to finish up the number of naziruses, whatever the naziros. So he's going to let him do it, again, amount that he can actually do. Umaisa de korban have kimesulok vaomed. The kala nachas and nazirus demid dami with the hayvel takata, meaning it still would help him to take 12 nazir cases of nazirus instead of 700 or whatever, so or however many would be to, for his whole life. So Gemara says no, hasakadaydach nazirus who the kibale ilave. Says you like thinking that what he accepted upon, that it was nazirus that he accepted upon himself. Rabbi Yehuda savor la kerebi disnan. Rabbi Omer, let the answer by itself. Hasadatamina Nazirus who the kibula. That's not the answer by itself.
It says it as an answer. That our assumption is that he accepted upon himself multiple Nazirus.
And that's why we're not going to be Mako.
Right.
Fine. Okay.
But it's still part of a question, I think, even though it's in.
Dear Rabbi Huda, yeah. Rabbi Yehuda Sava like Rabbi Karebi, right? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, even our Rabbi Yehuda from just over here, he holds like Rabbi. Why this non? And this idea that Rabbi Yehuda holds like Rabbi is going to be the source of all the rest of the conversations here. So Rabbi Yehuda, again, who was matir in the case of the suffik, whether he's becoming a Nazir or not, because he said that they had to have, you know, Meya and the Kree. So he holds like Rabbi. Why is that? This non. Rabbi Omer, Ein Zin Migalech Achaz L'Shoshim Yom. Right? Rabbi said, again, Rabbi in our Mishnah, when we said the cases of Nazir Kaseya Roshi, Ka'afra Ares, Cholayam, etc., and they said he's gonna Migalech Achaz L'Shoshim Yom, Rabbi said, no, he's not. Right? Because he didn't explicitly say multiple Naziros, and therefore he'll be a straight-up Nazir forever, right? So Rabbi, it's not Rabbi Omer, Ein Zin Migalech Achaz L'Shoshim Yom, Ve'ezehu Mishkin Migalech Achaz L'Shoshim Yom, Homer Reila Naziros Kaseya Roshi, Naziros, Kisiaroshi, Kafaaret, Kholayam, Rabbi Yehuda, fine. So that's what he wants to say. So why is Rabbi Yehuda holding like Rabbi? Rabbi Yehuda, who is Matir in the case of the Suffolk Nazirus. Look at the Mefarish all the way at the top there. Rabbi Yehuda, so is there Tysus there? No. Yeah. Rabbi Yehuda to Sabbalei Karebi, the Amrim Masnisin ki Amar Hareni Nazir Kaseya Roshi Ein Zin Megaleach Achaz L'Shoshim Yom Mishum De Naziros Arichta Ki Be'alev, right? Because he assumed you just accept one long Arichas, a run long Naziros. Ula Olam Ein Lo Takana, there's nothing to do for him, right? Sharish Sa'aros Rosho Merubin, right? And his, because he has so much hair, Mishnei Chayev, he has more hair than he has, you know, years in his life. Hachanami Hareni Nazir Meloach, so same way. When he says "Areni Nazir Meloa Kupa Nizirus Arichta Kibla Lave Ve'Inu Megaleach Umevi Korban B'Sof Kol Shosh," he's not going to lap. Meaning, so Rebbe, who said that, was going to agree here in the case of the Meloa Kupa that similarly, right? So it's that Rebbe Yehuda. Let's keep going. And since it's one Naziris that's going to go on like all of the seeds in that box, so that's why I can't say it's like it's being filled with cucumbers. When he finishes the amount of cucumbers in there, then he brings a korban. Don't say that. Why? Because since he made himself a nazir already, he could say he accepted upon himself one long nazirus like the amount of the chardal. Lomaisi korban misveka. Right now, what do you want to ask? You should bring a korban. I don't know. It's a suffix whether you should be incorporated or not, right? The demapaga lisuya chul nazara. Because then, if that's true, then he's bringing chul nazara. Because the korban he's going to bring is a suffix whether he has to bring it or not. And if he's not chayiv in that korban, then you're bringing chul nazara, which itself is an iser. The hilkach Rabbi Yehuda nami lamatzel esluke nafshim neziris the laisi korban mishimachi leis leit dekanta. Meaning, point being, we have to be machmir because otherwise you find yourself in that shaila of bringing chul nazara. Okay, fine. Okay, fine. So that's what he wants to say. That Rabbi Yehuda actually holds like Rabbi. Fine. Fine. But now the Gemara is not so happy with this. Rabbi Yehuda mi sarva like Rabbi. Right, we're on the fifth line. Right. Rabbi Yehuda mi sarva like Rabbi. Did Rabbi Yehuda really hold like Rabbi? Vatanan hareini nazir kivini mosachama. We just saw this case. Right. Person says, I'm going to make a nazir like the days of the solar year. V'chule. There was a story like that, right? And the guy finished it off, and he died because it was so long, right? And if he took 365 cycles of Naziros, I get it. That's why when he finished, he died, right? But if he accepted only one Naziros on himself, right? One 365 day Naziros Lahora. Right, mi have hashlama klal. Right, what's the? Or I guess that's not true. Chad naziris here must mean just naziris forever.
I don't know. I think it does mean 365 days.
You must have chad naziris shoshin samech hey yom. Probably there's a level one there. Where's that one go?
Right, the note says, Zumara argues that Yehuda in fact holds that Rebbe, that the view of Rebbe, and cites an incident in which such a vow generated only a single term of 365 days.
It must be
this. The citation of the incident would conflict with rather than corroborate the Mishnah's rule.
Right, correct. It wouldn't make any sense. It, right. it wouldn't help anybody. Right.
The whole point of it is that it's a long time.
Exactly. So fine. So iya amr tzchad nizirus kiba, meaning a 365 day nizirus mihavi hashlama kolam. It's finished. It's funny because the language of hashlama is it would be a hashlama, but the point is it's not going to prove anything.
Right.
V'od miyisav lekare. Fine. So that's difficult to make that argument. Fine. V'od miyisav lekare Rebbe. Now I'll give you another reason why I don't think that he holds like Rebbe. V'ha tanya Rebbe Yehuda Omer harini nazir minyan hilkati kits. Right, so a person says, I'll be a nazir, the number of, how do they translate that?
Piles of fig crop.
Piles of fig crop, right, correct. Uminyan shibale shmita, or the numbers of the
paths of
shmita, right? So, mona niziros, keminyan hilkati kits, ukeminyan shibale shmita. So then you should count that many niziroses of those things. Fine. So, again, Rabbi Yehuda said in that scenario, what did the person say? I'm a nazir for the counting of these things. What happened? You do that many, nazirosis, right? Not make it one long thing.
Right.
Right.
Even though he's not using the word naziros, he's saying I already nazir this amount of time. He's right. Not using the word naziros like Rebbe said.
Right. So, but they're saying that he's not like Rebbe.
Right, right, right. So Rebbe would have said you need to use the word
zeros. And he didn't do that.
Here
right?
He's not.
And here he has, and he's making cycles of Shemitah right. Based on that. So Ansel Gemara, no, minion shiny. Yeah, but he said the language of minion. Since he said the language of minion, that's like saying the zeros, because you're saying it's counting them number of times. Okay. So Gemara says, Mishani, huh? Are you sure? Right? Umishani, the Rebbe, minion. The language of minion is really unique. It's funny. You know, very often the Gemara says something shiny, and it's over. Mm-hmm. It's like very, very, not as often the Gemara say, sure, are you sure that it's shiny? Umi shiny the Rebbe minion. Who said that minion is really shiny? V'hatanya harini nazir ke minion nimosachama. We just saw, right? Person says I'm a nazir for the number of days of the solar month, the solar year. Mona niziros ke minion nimosachama. Right? Kimei alavana. Mona kimei alavana. So you just saw the language there is minion, right? And nevertheless, he's going to hold that you're going to... that it'll be the language of minion. We want the language. He said the language of minion is what makes it into cycles.
Right.
Right.
Right. Minion mosacham. It's the number of terms. Is the number of the years.
Yeah, but that proves that minion. The language of minion. Our point was that Yehuda used language didn't minion. Say niziros.
Right.
And it still made it terms.
Right.
Right. And. So and he's no minion's different. He's how do you know that minion's different? Right? Here we have a brace that says Hari Nazir Kimini Masachama Mona Niziros Kimini Masachama. Isn't that
it's the same thing, but if he says Kimeilvana, which is without the word minion.
It still works.
Mona Kimeilvana. It's the number of days in the year.
Oh sorry, Rebbe Omer Achiyoma Niziros Alai Kimini Masachama.
Okay.
Meaning, Rebbe was the one
right.
Who says here, no, you have to say you have to say Niziros. What do you mean Niziros?
Right.
You have the sorry, that's why. You have the language of Minyan. So if Minyan is shiny, then you don't need Rebbe to step in and say, no, you have to say Niziros.
Right.
Right. Okay. No, so Ansel Gemara, Rebbe Yehuda Sarvale Kavase Bechada, Upalagale Bechada. No. He holds like with him in one of them and he argues with him in the other one, meaning Bechada Sarvale Kavase Bechada. Bechada Savarla Kavase.
No, Palagale Bechada, Sarvale
Kavate
Bechada.
Thank you. Savarla Kavase Bechada, Niziros Kibelave. Right? So, in one way, he agrees with him, right? That it's that he the person accept multiple Niziros on them. Upalagale Bechada, the Ilu Rebbe Yehuda, Shana Lemona, Rebbe Lo Shana Lemona. Meaning, the general concept, he agrees with him, but this idea of minion, that's where they disagree.
Right.
Fine. Okay. Okay, so Tana Rabbanan. But do we conclude that he holds like Rebbe Yehuda? I don't know, why not? I think we weren't. I mean, I guess that's how we. That's how we complain.
The difference,
in the end is the conclusion. Yeah, right. But the conclusion basically is that he does hold like him.
Right.
But But there was just that was just that detail they didn't know.
Like, right.
Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir Koye Mechaye. This person says, I'm going to be a Nazir my whole life. Hareini Nazir Olam. They become a Hareini Nazir Olam. Hareini Zeh.
Fine. He says, Hareini Nazir Olam.
Right. So then Hareini Zeh Nazir Olam. Yeah. Right? Hareini Nazir Koye Mechaye.
Then he's, or he says,
Hareini Nazir Olam. Hareza Nazir Olam.
Either way, is a Nazir Olam.
Fine. Koy Mechayai, or the language of Nazir Olam. In both cases, is Nazir Olam. And Nazir Olam is cycles, or Nazir Olam is just forever.
Nazir Olam is forever, right? Permanent.
Not Lo Olam.
Right. It translates it as permanent.
Permanent. Even that.
Ongoing.
Ongoing,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's assume that for now. Because here there's a Tosus over here, Harezen Nazir. Mm-hmm. Oh, Nazir Olam, this one. Harezen Tosus answers it. Harezen Nazir Olam, Ki Avshalom. Umekel Lamar. Right? Kid Islay. Lamar Kid Islay. Umekel Lamar Kid Islay. Kid Islay. Bechulay Ut Kapirashnaya. Meaning this idea that we said before about Avshalom would like, you know, like thin out his hair.
Mm-hmm.
But it was not, but he's a Nazir.
Ongoing.
In perpetuity, not cycles of Nazirs. Okay, fine. So Hareini Nazir Koye Mechayai or Hareini Nazir Olam is a Nazir Olam. Afilu Meya Shana, Afilu Elav Shanim, Ein Zeh Nazir Olam, Ela Nazir
La'olam.
Okay, but if he says Meya Shana or Elav Shanim, then he's cycles forever. Fine. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir Va'achas Mona Shtayim. Right, first of all, I'm a Nazir and one. You have two. Ve'od. Nazir Ve'achas ve'od, mona shalosh, then he has to give three. Vishuv, mona arba. Right? Presumably all of them, right? As he adds each one, he adds on another one. Okay, Gemara says, treat that's obvious. Mother, the same, vishuv ki kulu. Oh, vishuv, maybe I mean nachamol, meaning, right? If it's one, two, three, vishuv, maybe I think it means six, right? But have they shis. No. Vishuv just means a fourth. It doesn't mean nachamol on the whole thing. Tana Rabbanan. Hareini Nazir, person says I'm a Nazir. Sumches Omer, Hein Achas, Digun Shtayim, Trigun Shalosh, Tartrigon Arba, Pogtegon, Pentagon, right? Pentagon is Chamesh. So I guess they add the language. Hareini Nazir, Achas, Digun, Hareini Nazir, Trigun, etc. Each one is tells you how many they're going to keep. Okay, Tanu Rabbanan. Bayis Agol, this is just related. So this is a halacha that has to do with a house getting taras. So Tana Rabbanan, Bayis Agol, Digun, Trigun, Pontigun, Einam Etam Benegayim. So a house that has a circle, or has one, two, three, or five walls, is going to will not become Tam Benegayim. Tatrigun, but if it has four walls, Metam Benegayim. Then it gets Metam Benegayim. My Taima. Well, why is that? So Lamatu Omer Kir Kiros, Lamalahu Omer Kir Kiros. Because each time it talks about the walls of the house, it uses the language of Kiros, which is two, and it says it twice. So what does that teach me? Hare Khan Arbos, that teaches me four, and that's why a house that has four walls can get can be Matam and the Goyim, but not other types of walls. Okay, Shkoyim.
Very good.